Hare Krishna. What is craved within gets carved within. Now, craving is often something which we think it just goes inside us. And we may think that as long as I don't act on it, it doesn't matter so much. Now, we often have many cravings in our heart, which we may know they are immoral, they are anti-devotional. But we think, I'm never going to act on this. And therefore, we don't battle the cravings very seriously. We just tolerate them, we entertain them, we sometimes fantasize on them. But we just allow them to stay. Now, what we may not realize is that actually the mind is also a thing. It is not a physical thing, but it is a thing. And the thoughts that go on in the mind, they are also things. So, just as if a truck goes repeatedly on a road, especially a road that is not a concrete road, then that road gets worn out, that road gets marked by the tires of the truck, the weight of the truck. So, like that, if we consider our thoughts, especially not just the thoughts, the cravings. Cravings refer to very strong desires. The cravings become like trucks which go on the track of our mind. And when they keep going again and again on the track of our mind, they get carved over there. Just like sometimes in soft mud, certain marks may be made and sometimes they get fossilized almost. So they stay there itself through thick and thin. So like that, what is craved within gets carved within. That means when we think about something repeatedly again and again, then that becomes an impression within us. And once that impression is formed, then we get pulled more and more forcefully in that direction. Krishna talks about how our desires can become our shackles. Asha pashishatair baddhaha kama krodha parayanaha ihante kama bhogartham anyayenartha sanchayan. Krishna says in 16.12 in the Bhagavad Gita, Asha Pasha. The desires, the cravings that we have, they become like shackles, like nooses. So, when a person is bound by shackles, that person may be very strong, but if the shackles are pulled, that person just is helpless. They get pulled along that. So, Asha Pasha Shatair Baddhaha. We can get bound by hundreds and thousands of desires like this. Kama Krodha Parayanaha. So we become completely sold out to lust and to anger. And then, ihante kama bhogartham, with the desire to enjoy sensual pleasure, what happens? Anyayenartha sanchayan, that we commit atrocities. We do terribly wrong things to try to get sensual pleasures, to get the money by which you can get sensual pleasures. So that person may be moral, but that mentality of craving for worldly things, of having those desires binding them, controlling them, that will lead to that person giving up morality. Anyaye. Not only will the person give up morality, that person will commit atrocity, injustice. So here Krishna talks about how the craving for material desires makes people do wrong things, makes people throw away ethics, throw away justice and commit injustices. So, what we crave, you know, sometimes some desires just come into our consciousness and it's difficult to have completely pure consciousness at all times. And that is difficult for us to have, but when the desires come, do we entertain them actively? Do we fan their imagination? And do we come to the brink of the point of execution and pull of indulgence and then pull back? So, I'm not going to do it. But we let our mind fantasize all kinds of things. If we are going to do that, then eventually the mind will just force us, when we are not alert, that imagination will impel us to indulgence. And that's why the temptation may be present, but we needn't fuel the temptation by imagination. If you can avoid that fueling of the temptation by imagination, then the craving will be there, But the craving will not lead, because we are not allowing that craving to go again and again on the mental track, and then that won't be carved within. Rather, that craving will come like a visitor, it will come once and it will go away. So if a truck just passes on a track once, it won't cause that much, it won't cause a lasting mark on the pathway. But if it keeps going again and again, it will cause a far more lasting mark. Thankfully for us, this principle of craving leading to carving can be channeled positively in bhakti. Now, if we can consistently cultivate a craving for Krishna, I want to hear about Krishna more. I want to read about Krishna more. I want to behold Krishna's form. I want to sing his names, sing his songs. I want to speak his glories. I want to serve him. If we cultivate that spiritual desire, then that will also become carved in our consciousness. And once that happens, then we'll be naturally pushed towards Krishna. And thus, we will attain auspiciousness and joyfulness in our life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.